Well, I wish I was a catfish.
Welcome back to it on a Monday. Good to have you here as we are just 48 hours now from change at the White House, as you know. Joining me for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief today, Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement for the Chamber. Wendy, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
A lot to look forward to in 2021, hopefully a better year than 2020. And you've got a big event coming up here in just a few days. It is the Sustainability Summit coming up on January the 26th. Do tell.
Yeah, so we are having a sustainability summit on Tuesday, January 26th. This event is free, it's virtual, and it's intended to bring together people like CEOs, chief sustainability officers, business people, investors, and others to share their latest strategies and insights on how they're transforming their businesses and developing, maintaining, and recycling more sustainable products. So this is just a really good conversation about sustainability and all of that it involves and how it can be applied to your business.
So obviously this is a topic that's been, it's been evolving for years, Wendy. I mean, more and more people want to know how they can do more with less raw materials, less resources, and as you point out, to lower their cost of doing business. That's so important, right?
It is so important. And, you know, when we think about sustainability, we think about things like recycling and what do we do with the end use or how do we develop things at the front end so they are biodegradable, for example. But sustainability is really evolving into a bigger discussion about people and planet and profits and how all of these things can work together to help a company be more sustainable and to be forward-looking. And so we're going to be diving into that topic in particular about what we call the triple bottom line and really advancing a sustainable future for generations. And so, you know, this isn't just about for those companies that are doing recycling, for example, or, you know, looking at just the manufacturing, but it's really for everyone who's trying to figure out how they can get more involved in this area and be more sustainable. More generally.
Right. So, I mean, as you look at, we're all on that path, ever more recycling products that use, I guess, forward thinking when it comes to packaging. I think about this all the time when you talk about sustainability. We think about windmills and solar, of course, for renewable energy, but there are so many other topics to be covered here. How many people do you expect at this event?
Well, we're expecting over 200 audience members. We're hoping to get even higher in the next week or so. And you know, we have a all-star lineup for this event. We have someone from Meijer who will be presenting, someone from Coca-Cola, Hayworth, the University of Michigan, General Motors, and more. So we're really excited about the diversity of our panels and just the individuals that we've attracted to speak at this event and their knowledge base. And I should mention we're very proud that we have some great sponsors for this event, including our presenting sponsor, Coca-Cola.
So those are incredibly important sponsors. And as we look, as you look at the 2021, obviously, I think all of us, Wendy, have to be optimistic after 2020. And I certainly hope we have a better year than we did last year. This is all part of it as we move forward, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, I think we just want to be talking about those things that are front and center and really going to be tackled in this next administration. You know, we know there's going to be a lot of conversations about climate change and other things, and but certainly the whole sustainability picture will be discussed as we move into 2021 and beyond. And so this is our way of bringing this content to our members and bringing it in a way that features what the private sector is doing and then how it can be applied. So if you're a smaller business, you won't come to this and feel like, gosh, what's the takeaway for me? We're really going to dive into what are those takeaways? What are those things? If you're looking to do more, what are those things that you could start doing today, this week, this year? So it really should have something for everyone. And we're hopeful your audience will consider joining us.
Sure. And make it a better neighborhood. That, you know, that's one thing, you know, is a good business. You're a good neighbor. You're a good partner in the community. And that's an important, I think that's part of what I'm hearing here from you. Of course, it's the Sustainability Summit coming January the 26th. from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Do tell the folks how they can get involved. It's a free event, right?
It's a free event. It's virtual. It's on January 26th from 9 to 11. We're hopeful that your audience will consider joining us, and they can register at our website, which is michamber.com.
Michamber.com. You can join anywhere in Michigan, around the country, I suppose, if you want to learn about good practices going forward. Wendy, I'll give you the last word.
Well, we're just really excited to be going into 2021. The legislature is just starting to get organized for this year, so it's going to be an action-packed year as usual in our state capitol. And certainly there's going to be a lot of changes at the federal level, and we're just looking forward to a new year and having good discussions with you about what that might bring.
I greatly appreciate that. Yeah, we hope that the unlock efforts become a little more viable. A lot of things opening up by February 1st. We're certainly hopeful to see the economy get back as close to where we were as before. Of course, we've lost some businesses, but we're hopeful. We're optimistic. Wendy, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy, Member Engagement for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Again, the Sustainability Summit is coming up January the 26th. You can attend the free event no matter where you are. It's virtual. You can come on and find out what's going on as far as sustainability. And that's not just windmills. It's not just windmills and solar panels. It's anything that's sustainable that can help you lower your cost of doing business, put more on your bottom line, and have a healthier, more robust business 1 year from today. Maybe sooner. All a good idea, right? When it comes to sustainability, we like PatriotFoods.com, sustaining the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, fresh and frozen produce delivered right to your doorstep, free of charge, by the way. Plus, they have Amish meats and cheeses. The website, the store, getting larger by the day. Amish meats, Amish cheeses, fresh and frozen produce, depending on the season, shipped right to your doorstep, free of charge. Oh, and by the way, you put a little something for a military family in need every time you make a purchase. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Do it today. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.